Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition, the program which highlights positive developments at the secondary level. On today's program, we meet a few lucky former high school students who are on their way to pursue tertiary studies, courtesy of scholarships from SagiCorps. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay with us. It's a fear that plagues many Jamaican high school students, wanting to pursue tertiary studies but not having the first cent necessary to afford it. Well, thanks to the SagiCorps Foundation, 14 fresh high school graduates are now breathing sighs of relief as they pursue studies at various tertiary institutions, the SagiCorps Foundation having provided scholarships for them to do so. The scholarships, each valued at $250,000 and renewable each year, were presented at the SagiCorps Scholarship Awards ceremony in August. Let's get to know a few of our recipients. Meet budding animator David Anser, who says his goal is to become Jamaica's Walt Disney. In case you're wondering, David earned a grade 1 in Caribbean Studies and 2s in Computer Science, Sociology, and Geometrical, Mechanical, and Engineering Drawing in the 2015 Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Cape Sitting. He says it would all have been impossible without the help of his mother.
It wasn't an easy road. I needed my mother. So she was there as basically my motivator, my slave driver.
The former Campion College student says the secret to success is finding your passion and working hard to realize it.
To be successful, you need to be happy. Find that success and work endlessly towards it.
Former Denby High School head boy Othniel Williams is eternally grateful to SagiCorps for taking him several steps closer to realizing his dream of becoming a journalist.
I applied for many scholarships, no favorable response, and SagiCorps was the one who called me and gave me scholarships. I'm very excited, I'm very grateful.
Othniel says he plans to take the journalism world by storm once he completes his studies.
I have a passion for journalism, public speaking, researching, delivering information. It's just always my passion and something I always dream about doing.
Former York Castle and St. Mary's High School student Mignon Davis says she plans to be a trailblazer in her chosen field.
I chose mechanical engineering because it's the stepping stone towards aeronautics. I plan to build and design planes.
As for winning this prestigious scholarship,
I'm tremendously happy and grateful.
We remain very committed at SagiCorps to giving back to the society, because we believe that if you are successful, you can't stay successful unless everybody else around you has a chance to be successful too.
President and Chief Executive Officer of SagiCorps Group Jamaica, Richard Biles. Mr. Biles is also encouraging the scholarship awardees to make the most of the opportunity given to them to become change agents for Jamaica.
I am sure that coming out of this group of awardees is going to be some real leaders for this country. I can see it and I can feel it.
SagiCorps also came in for high praise from the Ministry of Education. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says SagiCorps is making a major investment in Jamaica's long-term economic and social development.
Best thing that any company, any parent, any church, any government can offer to its young people, older ones as well, is the opportunity for a good education.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. And if you know of a program benefiting students at the high school level, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Call us at 926-3590 or email us at radio@jis.gov.jm. Don't forget to join us again next week. Until then, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise High School Edition.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.